With your permission, and with the permission of the neshamot of the people not here, this week's parasha, Parashat Naso, usually, almost every year, comes after Chag HaShavuot. In this parasha, we find one of the 630 mitzvot is mitzvot Nazir. And Nazir, the way it says in the Torah, the way the Mishnah, the Gemara says, the Halacha and the Rambam, the person accepted on himself that mainly he doesn't want to have wine. Come the Torah, he should not have grapes, and as well, he should not take a haircut, he should not go next to dead people. That's a mitzvot Nazir. After mitzvot Nazir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write the mitzvah that the Kohanim have to say a blessing to bless Am Yisrael. This is our minhag, daily, especially in Eretz Yisrael, it's everybody outside of Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has the minhag. They go up to the Dukhan and they say, Baruch Hashem Yishmerecha, Er Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yechunecha, Es Hashem Panav Elecha V'Yaseh Lecha Shalom. This is Birkat Kohanim. The special mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Kohanim to bless Am Yisrael. And of course, the simple explanation is, since the Kohanim did not participate in the golden calf, so they are the ones to give a blessing. But the question is, what's really behind it? The Kohanim have to give a blessing. Again, it's our custom as Friday night, people come from Bet HaKnesset to give a blessing to the children. And the whole nation are busy usually with blessings. Give me a blessing, go to this Chacham, go to this Rav. Give me a blessing. And the question is, how does that blessing really work? Of course, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the universe on Rosh Hashanah, and then decides on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, the rest of the year, whatever happened during the year, already was decided on Rosh Hashanah. There's nothing new. Anything that's going to happen during the year was decided on Rosh Hashanah. So you go ask somebody, give me a bracha. And bracha won't help. If Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah, then you have it anyway. If Hashem did not decide, how the bracha can help? Because somebody says, give me a bracha, so what a bracha. Whatever was decided on Rosh Hashanah, that's what again. The Gemara says you cannot have any more. Whatever was decided on Rosh Hashanah, if Hashem decided on Rosh Hashanah, you should win the lotto, you win the lotto. If Hashem decided you should buy a house, you're going to buy a house. Says, there happened a miracle, I bought this house, a miracle with real estate. That miracle was decided on Rosh Hashanah. Nevertheless, this is our custom. It's every day, the Kohanim. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Comes the Gemara and says the same explanation of this first sentence. Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Yivarech Echa B'mamon. Hashem should bless you with good parnasa. Yishmerecha, you should not lose it. You should not have bad investments. Hashalom robbers should not come into your house. There are a lot of kavanot in the Birkat Kohanim. A lot of kavanot. Which is the question is that the Kohen goes up and he gives a bracha to the people. So when you give a bracha to the people, if the person got it on Rosh Hashanah, he got it. And if he didn't get it, he didn't get it. No, the mitzvah. Hashem gave the Kohanim the mitzvah to bless Am Yisrael at least once a day. But Halacha is, the Gemara says, Halacha is the Kohen can go and walk from minyan to minyan. And he goes up to the Dukhan and he gives a bracha. If he's in the Kotel, he can go Kot Kohanim maybe 30, 40, 50 times. Every time he goes, he gets a mitzvah. Hashem loves it when the Kohen gives a bracha. Not only Hashem loves it, says the Gemara, Masechet Sotah, Hashem is waiting and Hashem has a desire for the Kohanim to give a bracha. So Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want the Kohanim to give a bracha? Why don't you give a bracha? Why do you have to go to Bet HaKnesset to give a bracha from the Kohanim? Hashem, the Gemara said, he loves it. And he waits and he has a desire for the Kohanim to give a bracha, let Hashem give the bracha. For what Hashem wants the Kohanim to give a bracha? How powerful is Birkat Kohanim? Comes the Gemara, this halacha, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, you should know, Birkat Kohanim, a Kohen, the first thing he has to say the bracha with love. This is the bracha the Kohanim, they recite before they say, Baruch Hashem Yishmerecha, Shekidushan B'Kidushato Shel Aharon. So of course means Aharon was the first Kohen. V'tzivanu Levarech Et Amo Yisrael Be'ahava. Hashem commanded us to say the bracha with love. The question is, why do we have to say it with love? Every mitzvah that you do, you have to do it of course with love. You cannot do it with anger. Nevertheless, here, Mordechai and Sheikh Nesakla, when they made the brachot, and the text of the brachot that we have, they added, be'ahava. You have to do this mitzvah be'ahava. Say b'chev amo Yisrael be'ahava, we say in the morning, at night. It means Hashem chose us because He loves us. And here is a bracha on the mitzvah. The Kohen is going to do a mitzvah to give us a blessing. Says that the Kohen has to say, I'm giving you the blessing, because I'm a great grandson of Aharon HaKohen, and Aharon became a Kohen with his holiness, and Hashem commanded me to say the bracha with love. What did you say with love? Yeah. How powerful the bracha is. He said, well, at least you have to understand if the shul is wide, let's say 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet wide, the Kohen stands in the center. She's thinking, well, I don't have to stand in front of the Kohen. If you're on the side, it's also good. Just make sure you're in front of him. If you're in the back of the Kohen, you don't get the blessing. The Gemara says, Panim keneged Panim. Your face has to face the Kohen's face. But it doesn't matter if you don't see him. You can be on the side. You can be 50 feet, 100 feet on the side. You get the blessing. Okay, it makes sense. It doesn't matter. Who says to be in front of him? Come to Gemara, you should know also the Kohen has to say the bracha only in Hebrew. Even though the tefillah, you can do it in any language. You don't have to say in Hebrew also. It's in Russian, French, English, Farsi. Doesn't matter. Hashem speaks all the languages. You want to pray to Hashem, any language is good. Birkat Kohanim, no. Must be Hebrew only. Kote b'chol pnei Yisrael amor lahem, says the Gemara, the blessing, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, the Kohen must say it in Hebrew. Ivrit, Lashon HaKodesh, the holy language, this is one. What does it mean? Other thing is also, for me to say, very strange, the Kohen is not allowed to whisper the bracha. He has to say it, the kol ram, loud voice. He has to say loud voice. Why is it loud voice? He wants to give you a bracha, if you say loud voice, you can just, mumble it. I'm just going to say it, whisper it. No. Here's the Gemara says, halacha, he has to say it loudly. Now he has to stand up also. He cannot sit down. The Kohen wants to sit down, give you a blessing. No, yes, the Gemara said he has to stand up. He has to stand up. Give the blessing anyway. What difference does it make? No, he has to stand up. He has to be face to face. So it means like this. The Kohen has to be in front of you, looking at you. As is, the Kohen cannot be with his face to the Aharon HaKodesh, to the Hechal, Sivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, and you in the back. What? Who said you have to be facing the Kohen? No, he has to face you. Why he has to face me? Why the Chazan faces me? Chazan doesn't face you. Chazan, he does Chazarat Hashatz. Chazan repeats the Shmoneh Esrei. He doesn't face you. You pray to Hashem. Say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Magen Avraham, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayei Hametim. He says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Hashem, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Yer Hashem Panam Levechu Nekah. The bracha will fly backwards. No, it's to be face against face. This is the halacha. Then comes the Gemara also. I say, you should know this halacha of saying the blessing Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha is not just for the people that right now in the Knesset. Says the Gemara, it goes for the people in the fields. It means the Kohen is standing here, and he says Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha to the congregants, to the people in the Knesset. He says the bracha goes through the wall. It goes through the wall. There's no information how far this bracha can travel. Says the Gemara, well, there are Jewish people walking in the fields. far away. It's walking in the field, you get just now you're getting a blessing. The blessing is 100 miles away. He's a Knesset over there, the Kohen, say Baruch Hashem Yishmorecha. If you're in front of the Kohen, you get a blessing. Very strange thing. I'm the Gemara, you know, and how far it goes. Let me tell you how far it goes. Says the Gemara, not the Gemara, it's Rabbeinu Bachai, it says the angels in Shamayim, they get an energy from the blessing of the Kohanim downstairs. Baruch Hashem Yishmorecha, Hashem should watch, of course, Baas means Hashem should bless us with money, with parasa, Hashem should watch us, watch our parasa. And just means something else. Hashem already translates the words into what he wants to be translated, but you should know that bracha helps angels as well. Bracha, the Kohanim have to say bracha for angels. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, don't underestimate the bracha of the Kohanim. Don't underestimate. So, Shalom, somebody had a bad dream at night. Of course, we have a text in the Siddur. It's called Hatavat Chalom. Says the Gemara, do this, do that. Comes the Gemara, comes the Zohar, says, listen, you had a bad dream, or you had a bad day, or you think you're not going to have such a good day, and you expect to do some kind of business, and you have a difficult time. Says the Zohar, there's no problem. You go to the Knesset, you listen to the Kohanim. Listen to the Kohanim, says the language of the Gemara, even if you have a sword on your throat, that you really had a dream, that Chas v'Shalom somebody wants to kill you. And actually you feel it's true. Sometimes you get up in the morning, it's like, I had a dream, I felt it's true. So you really actually, you feel, says the Gemara, that somebody has a sword on your throat already. Says the Gemara, don't worry about it. Go to the Knesset, Yasem Lecha Shalom, the Kohanim, Zebekat Kohanim, nothing to worry. Cheap. You have to go to Mekubalim, the Rabbanim, the Chachamim, say, give me this. Zebekat Kohanim, straight everything, waves everything. Comes the Gemara next. Comes the Gemara says, you should know, after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the situation in the world is not a real situation, it's not a great situation. People suffer, says the Gemara, every day something else, another sickness, another tragedies. So the Gemara, you know why the world is still standing. Even though the situation in the world, if you read the newspaper, because no newspaper in the time of the Gemara, but the Gemara says if you start to realize what's going on in the world, we're talking about 2,000 years ago. So the Gemara says, true 100%. Situation is very bad. But you should know the world is standing on the Birkat Kohanim. That's how powerful it is. When the Kohanim say, Yisrael Shem Benavich Hashem Lecha Shalom, should be peace. The Kohanim have the right Kavana, it's not going to be a world war. Should know in Europe, there's no Birkat Kohanim. Say the Chutz La'aretz, Ashkenazim don't say Birkat Kohanim. Because even I wanted to restore it, he couldn't. It says Ashkenazim took upon themselves since the Tamidash was destroyed, and people are not so happy. And you have to be happy to say Birkat Kohanim. It's also a land. It's not a holy land. That Birkat Kohanim only Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, 5 times a year. That's it. No more. They don't have any more. In Israel, of course, they have every day in most of the places. Some cities in Israel also don't have it every day. Tveria, for example. In some Bet Knesset in Tveria don't have every day Birkat Kohanim. As it comes to Gemara and says, don't underestimate. Don't think it's a joke. You know, the Kohen gives you a bracha, okay, you walk around, and you look around, and this, you have to have a very big kavanah, you have to be very serious. It says that he delivers you a special blessing. As you should know, the world stands on the blessing of the Kohanim. That's how powerful it is. And the question is really, what's behind it? What is this Birkat Kohanim? What's so important? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Kohanim to give us many blessings? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give the blessing himself? And what is it? You have to say it, we call Ram, you have to say it loudly. In Hebrew only, you have to stand up and you have to face the nation when you give the bracha. You know, the Gemara tells us, that's the way it says in the Torah, on Sunday, we read a text in Parashat Yitro that talks about preparation before we got Ten Commandments, and actually getting 10 commandments. And the preparation was on Rosh Chodesh. Am Yisrael arrived to Har Sinai, and the second and the first day after Rosh Chodesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, I think it's the same thing, like last week. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them, tell Am Yisrael, אתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש. לא פחות ולא יותר. השם תודה משה גוטל עם ישראל, you saw I took you out of Egypt. I said, I expect from you two things. ממלכת כהנים, should be like a kingdom of כהנים. וגוי קדוש holy nation. זה ממלכת כהנים. Of course, I think the nation, the חכמים say it means, כהנים אבי means ministers, שרים. What does it mean? Hashem wants me to be a kingdom of ministers. I don't know exactly what it means. Simple explanation in the text means that Hashem wants you to be a Kohen. That's a simple explanation. So, simple explanation again, Hashem wants a Kohen. Hashem wants a Kohen. A Kohen means, you know, he works in Bet HaMikdash. Comes the Zohar and says, you should know in Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim did not hold the knife in the hand. A Kohen is very, very kind person. Says the Gemara, you know, if you want to know who is a Jew, who is not a Jew, it's very easy, says the Gemara. There are three conditions. That if a person has it, is it Jewish? If he doesn't have it, he's not Jewish. And if he's not Jewish, he cannot have it. It's the first thing, says the Gemara, Baishanim. Am Israel are bashful, very shy people. If you see a person is not shy, out loud, show himself, says something is wrong with his neshama. Might be Erev Rav, says the Zohar, might be something damages his neshama. The sign of a Jew is a shy person. You can't be loud, you cannot be like outgoing very much. That's the first sign of a Jew. Second one is Rachmanim. You have to have a lot of mercy. The Rambam writes in his commentary, somebody has a slave in his house, and we call it a maid. Says the Rambam, when you cook, or your wife cooks, you know, for yourself, you know, good food, kebab, barbecue, you know, Sunday barbecue, you have a maid, you have a slave in your house. I says, you cannot tell him, say, listen, Johnny, Carlos, you go to the kitchen. Over there you have bones and tuna fish. And you enjoy yourself the food. Sister Rambam, if you do such a thing, maybe you're not Jewish. He says, you have to have mercy. Rachamav al kol ma'asav. You say in Asher Shevetecha, Hashem has mercy on everything. If you haven't got mercy, something is wrong with you. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, president of Am Yisrael, was once in a slaughterhouse. And while he was checking over there to make sure it's 100% kosher, one of the bulls that were ready to be slaughtered, ran and put his head under his jacket. Like the bull was asking mercy, they shouldn't slaughter him. If you ever went to a slaughterhouse, they know, the animals know. They know you go to a slaughterhouse, the animal know already, this is the last minute. They're going to be slaughtered. And they run around. So one of the bulls ran under Abu Dhanasi's jacket. Like asking him, listen, I want to leave. It's a secret, but tonight it's not a secret. Tonight it's just, I'm just going to say the way it says in the Gemara. So Abu Dhanasi spoke to the bull and says, go. Let him slaughter you. For this you were created. Says the Gemara, that moment, for the next 17 years, he had such teeth ache that every lady gave birth in Eretz Israel without pain. Like a chicken lays an egg. Because he got so much pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on all the ladies. Can you imagine how much pain? I said to him, how much pain he got? He says, he got so much pain because he told the bull in the slaughterhouse, go, let them slaughter you. He So says the Gemara, so what's the problem? What did he do? What did he do? What do you think the wood is for? Just to take him to Spain? So the Gemara says, no, you don't talk like this. You should have mercy on the bull. She says, well, a coin never slaughtered in Beit HaMikdash. A coin is a role model of kindness, of mercy. He cannot slaughter. Says the Gemara, the Tabir Anasi suffered for 17 years, and you know why it stopped, says the Gemara. Not because after 17 years, Akhenimot decided enough is enough. He saw that the maid in the house chasing a mouse. This is before Home Depot. Couldn't have a trap. So she ran, the maid ran with a broom to kill the mouse. Rabbi Anasi said, no, don't kill him. Don't kill him, have mercy on him. So Rachamav called Ma'asav. Ah, says the Gemara, you woke up now. Then he was healed. You see how much mercy HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. Ari said, you're not allowed to kill an insect. You have to catch him, throw him outside. Unless it's a spider. Spider, he said, it's a mitzvah to kill. And all the other insects, the little ones, you know, you have all the things running in the house, you try to catch them. If you can't catch them, you get a trap from Home Depot. But you don't run up to him and try to bang on his head. Because you have to have mercy. If you have no mercy, the Rambam said, maybe something wrong with your neshama. Maybe your neshama has some Hitlerism inside the neshama. You have to be very kind, very merciful. This is impossible. Bang! One of the Chachamim, Noda B'Yuda, asked him 200 years ago. He says the guy was a very rich guy. He had forests. He said he wants to go hunting. He says, why do you want to go hunting? You want to become vice president of America? Why do you want to go hunting? What do you mean go hunting? What do you mean go shoot animals? Why do you go shoot animals? He went to one of the Chachamim and said, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Go hunting. Yeah, no, listen, you want to go hunting, then you want to slaughter it, and you want to have for Chag HaShavuot, you want to have, you know, a barbecue, so you're going to slaughter it? Okay, so you want to catch it. You don't want to go to the butcher. The prices, you know, of a little steak cost $25, and who knows if it's kosher. So you want to do it yourself? Okay. And just to go, Cheney? What do you mean Cheney? He's going hunting. What do you mean going hunting? He's a goy. Have no mercy, says the Gemara. It's a sign. I said, if you want to go hunting, go fishing. Where do you go fishing? You want to go eat the fish? Fine. Go fishing for the fish flake. What are you doing? What are you torturing? It's Abba Lechem Doraita, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, you know, you do something to an animal, you know, bang on an animal, you make the animal crazy, you go to Spain, you make it crazy, you run after them on the streets, on the bulls once a year. What's the matter with you people? The goyim. It's Isabella in the Inquisition. And then one says, Gomle Chasadim. One says, the third condition is you have to do a lot of kindness. Gomle Chasadim, the word Gomel Chasadim Tovim, I'm saying Shmonesre. What it means is you have to have a desire to do kindness and do not expect any return. It's called Gomel Chasadim Tovim. You don't do kindness. I said, okay, I did to you. How come you didn't do to me? I invite you for my wedding. How come you didn't invite me for the bar mitzvah? I did it for this for you. How come you don't do this for me? This is not Judaism. Judaism is Gomel Chasadim Tovim. And it says, I do kindness from my heart. Don't expect nothing back from you. If you expect, you're not Jewish. That's what the Gemara says. You know, this is a sign of a Jew. I says, this is really what the Jew is all about. There's a coin in Tamila, says, well, could not slaughter. Now I have a knife in his hand. Master of kindness. That's our own coin, Rev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Yisha Chesed, Master of kindness. Here comes the Torah tells the story the way the Gemara explains it. The Torah says, Vayisher Ach Noach. And it says, Noach, 365 days, 24 hours, ran around the Teva and fed animals. Can be more kind than that. A zookeeper without pay, a big tzaddik tamim, he and his children, Eliezer Eved Abraham met Shem ben Noach. And Shem ben Noach told Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, you have no idea what we went through in the Teva, in the ark. You have no idea. My father and us, all the children, ran 24 hours to feed the animals. says, you know what happened? He says, one time my father was late, a few minutes, to give the lion his portion. And then the lion, when my father came, the lion asked my father, ¿Cómo está? Where were you? Before Noach was able to answer him, that he just served another animal with food, the lion banged into Noach. Noach was bleeding. Was no Hatzala. Says the Gemara, Noach came out of the Teva, bleeding. Bleeding, not just bleeding. He couldn't walk straight anymore. For the rest of his life, he was crippled. Noach was crippled. He says, what did he do? What did Noach do? What did Noach do? Running around the Teva, feed animals. So he was late to the lion. So the lion hit him. For what? He said, from Hashem. It's a message from Hashem. But the lion is not a lion. The lion is in the Teva. Noach hits them. The whole year round. He says, he was late. Where was he? He went dancing. But he listened to the news. What did he do, Noach? It was an internet. No, Rabbanim don't let internet anymore. So where was he? He fed another animal. So the lion banged into him. Vayishayach ach Noach, goneach. The Gemara says, goneach. It means screaming, sighing. He can't take it. He's vomiting blood. From what? From the lion. What is it? The first time we see a coin in the Torah, this is Parashat Lech Lecha. After Abraham Avinu was able to save Lot from his captivity, he comes back to Eretz Israel. He meets the king of Yerushalayim. His name was Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. Actually, he's Shem Ben Noach. This is the son of Noach. At Yeshivot. This is the guy who was born with Brit Mila. The biggest tzaddik, we come from Shem. That's called anti-Semitism. It means come from Shem. Anti-Shem. That's called anti-Semitism. Shem. Shem was the biggest guy. Lived 600 years at Yeshivot. Yitzchak went to his yeshiva. Yaakov went to his yeshiva. Biggest guy. And this guy was the king of Yerushalayim. And here comes Avram back. Avram comes back. And this guy, Shem Ben Noach, greets him. Shem really was great-grandfather of Avraham Avinu, 9 generations before him. And he says to Avraham Avinu, Muchas gracias. Thank you very much that you killed all these bad people, that they kidnapped Lot. The Torah tells you that that he brought with himself some bread and some wine. This guy Shem had the title of a Kohen. A Kohen. Who made him a Kohen? Well, when Noach came out of the Teva, the Torah says Noach sacrificed. This is the command. Noach was crippled. A crippled person cannot sacrifice. He told Shem, his son, you be instead of me. I was supposed to be like the Kohen, a new Kohen. So the Torah gives a title to this guy. Shem ben Noach, his nickname is Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Otzi lechem ayayim, v'hu Kohen lekel elyon. The Torah says he's a Kohen, but lekel elyon. When we say in 18, Akel Agadol Agibor Vanura, Kel Elyon, says the Zohar, Kel Elyon means the highest place of mercy in Shamayim. So this guy Shem is the Kohen, is the priest. He's a Kohen, Kohen Gadol. This guy Shem, Avraham was a youngster compared to him. And this guy Shem, his great grandfather, 9 generations before, he gives him a blessing. He says, Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyon Kone Shamayim Vaaretz. Bless Avraham that he belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Kel Elyon, bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Igen Tzarecha Biyadecha. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave you enemies in your hands. She says, the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset. He says, what kind of blessing? You give blessings now? What do you give blessings for? He says, first you give a blessing to Avraham, and then you give a blessing to Hashem. First you have to give a blessing to Hashem, and then to Avraham. He says, the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu stripped the Kohuna Gdola to be Kohen Gadol from this guy, Shem, that so-called carried that title, whoever gave it to him, and gave it to Avraham. Atach Kohen Olam, from that moment, Avraham is the Kohen Gadol. So you read the Torah, you read the text, it says, what this is all about. In Parashat Toldot, we see that Yitzchak Avinu, before he died, before he thought he's dying, he died at the age of 180, but when he was 123, he thought he's dying. Just the Gemara, a person who reaches the age of his father and his mother, 5 years before, 5 years after, he has to worry, maybe he's going to go visit his father or his mother upstairs. This is the Gemara, a person has to watch it. This is the Gemara, Sarai Menu died in 127, and Yitzchak was 123, he calls up Esav, and says, let me tell you something, I think I'm going to die. I'm going to die very soon, even though he had a mistake, he's going to live until 180. But at 123, he calls Esav and said, I'm dying. So before I die, I want to give you a blessing. Give you a blessing, what I would like you is to go to the field, the Sudarit side, Vaseli Matamim Masherafti. I said, go hunt for me and make for me a barbecue. I want to give you a blessing. So what it means is he wants to have a barbecue before he dies. It's Eichmann. Eichmann did it. Eichmann, after they hung him and they burned him and they spread his ashes on the Mediterranean, so the next morning in the newspapers all of Israel, I told you this before. No. I told you. There was a picture of Eichmann. It says, the last day of Eichmann. So the headline was, at 10 o'clock, they're going to hang Eichmann. I met the guy that hung Eichmann. I met him. I was once here, in Englewood. He hung him. Huh? I met that guy. Remember? He hung Eichmann. He told me how he did it. Hung Eichmann. They hung Eichmann, I think it was Akko, no? I remember they told me, young Eichmann, and then they burned his body. And then they spread the ashes on the Mediterranean. And that was in the headline. And the headline was said like this, at 10 o'clock, they're going to hang up Eichmann, they're going to burn his body, they're going to spread on the ashes, on the ashes of the Mediterranean. And the picture in the newspaper was that Eichmann, is holding the newspaper in his hand, and he's having bagel and lax and Senka coffee. He says, what? You're reading a newspaper, and you see yourself over there in the newspaper, they said at 10 o'clock, it was 7 o'clock in the morning. That animal used to wake up 7 o'clock in the morning. It was a disaster just to look at him. My mother, Alei Shalom, went when they made the trial of Eichmann in Yerushalayim. So my mother, they took my mother, my mother said she wants to see what's going on. And they brought my mother into the courtroom. He was behind the glass. So my mother just looked at him, she fainted. It's how animal he was. She said, that's an animal. I says, you're holding a newspaper, at 10 o'clock they're going to hang you and burn you and spread the ashes and he's chewing on a bagel now. Yitzchak Avinu before he thinks he calls Esav. He says, Esav, listen, before I think I'm dying, before I die, okay, I want to give you a blessing. But before the blessing, give me a piece of steak. Well, what's wrong with you? Chachamim say, that's what the Zohar says. Before you want to give a blessing, first you have to give a blessing to Hashem. Then you give a blessing to a person. It says, Yitzchak knew it. How did Yitzchak know it? Yitzchak knew it because Avraham Avinu, his father, became the Kohen. Why Avraham Avinu became the Kohen? Because Shem, Malkizedek Melech Shalem, was a Kohen. The Torah says he was a Kohen. But Hashem said, no, you're no more Kohen. He said, why? How come you first gave a bracha to Avraham and then you gave bracha to me? First you have to give bracha to Hashem. Okay. So what's really behind it? Comes the Zohar and says the following. We say three times a day at least, Ashkosh Vivatecha, Yiducha Hashem Kol Maasecha, Vachasidecha Yivarchucha. You know, to give a blessing, says the Zohar, you have to be a Chasid. Chasid doesn't mean to live in Williamsburg, not even in Borough Park. Chasid means what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, Sheli Shelcha, 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 Chasid. Says the Zohar, a Kohen is a Chasid. Kohen is not allowed to own real estate. Kohen had no business. Kohen was in Bet HaMikdash, serves Hashem, if we may say, and Am Yisrael for nothing. He didn't ask for a tip. This is before Pesach, before Moadim, this is tens of thousands of animals. The Kohanim used to stand up and slaughter. Nobody tipped them. Nobody tipped them. This is master of kindness. Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Rachmanim. This is the two conditions that you saw what a Kohen is all about. This is v'chasidecha yivarchucha. That's the Kavanah we should say. We say every day, say Asher Shvevetecha, Yoducha Hashem Kol Maasecha, Hashem, all you creatures, thank you. V'chasidecha, only Hasidim can bless you. Says the Zohar, who's Hasidim, which Hasidim, which one? Tzeilem, Satma. No. The Kohanim are called Hasidim. Why are they called Hasidim? Because the Mishnah Perkei Avot says, what is Hasid? Hasid doesn't mean that you have to have a beard, peot, sombrero. Hasid means kindness. Sheli shelcha, mine is yours, and shelcha shelcha, yours is yours. That's the Kohen. Continue the Zohar. So let me tell you something. How you get to that stage? That stage, Rechesed Hashem al Yireav. Says David HaMelech in Tehillim. You have to have fear of Hashem. You have fear of Hashem in front of you, then you're going to do kindness. Because, you know, you're nobody. The money is not yours, the house is not yours, the cars is not yours, nothing, you're nothing. Hashem was everything, I'm just a puppet. So of course, I'm just going to do what Hashem does. Hashem is very kind, I'll be very kind. Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. So the Zohar has two steps, really actually three steps. First, you have to feel of Hashem. And then you become role model of kindness. And then you become a Kohen. And then you give the blessing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters the Kohen. And he speaks from the Kohen's throat. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Kohanim so much. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us before he gave us 10 commandments. He told Moshe, when you go tell them, Atem, Tirin, Mamlechet Kohanim, says the Zohar, what do you think a Kohen is going to stand in the Tamigash, going to slaughter? Says the Zohar, Kohen doesn't have a knife in his hand. Kohen cannot have a knife in his hand. His Master of Mercy cannot slaughter an animal. He cannot. He's very kind. He's a chassid. He has fear of Hashem. Says the Zohar, you should know the world stands on the Kohanim. He says, when the Kohen says, Bikat Kohanim, Vachashem Yishmerecha, Vani Avarchem, he says, Hashem really speaks from his throat. So therefore, he has to stand up. So like the angels, they stand up in front of Hashem. Then he has to speak only, he has to say the Bracha only in Hebrew language. Because Hashem speaks only Hebrew. Hashem doesn't speak Russian. And then Hashem is very powerful. So therefore, they have to say the bracha in a loud voice. It means Hashem really speaks from inside them. And that comes the Zohar, comes the Gemara, and says, let me explain to you how it is. Look, a Kohen is not allowed to be drunk. If you can't drink something, you cannot say the bracha. Because when you drink, you don't feel Hashem so much. Here comes the Torah, says, let me tell you something. The first Kohen that you think, that you know who it was Noah. Noah came out of the Teva, but he's crippled. So what happened to Noah? This is a lion hit him. This is a lion hit him. Let me tell you something. A Kohen is not allowed to have wine. We're not allowed to have wine. Says the Gemara, Kohen is like a Nazir, on the same level. Kohen Gadol and Nazir, says the Mishnah, Masechet Nazir, on almost the same level. This is Nazir, it's a person that has to eliminate wine. This is the Gemara, you know, if you eliminate wine for the right reason, it means that you want to be always connected to Hashem. Not above you. Says the Gemara, one of the reasons they died, they were drunk. They went inside the Mishkan. This is the idea of a Kohen that he has to be always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach is a Kohen. He's a Kohen. Hashem tells him, says the Gemara, bring into the Teva 7 from all the other kosher animals. Says the Gemara, Noach understood right away. He says, you know why? Because Hashem wants me to sacrifice to him. When I come out of the Teva, Hashem wants... And Noach really did. He didn't do it. He asked his son to do it. He says the Gemara, well, let me tell you, when Noach went inside the Teva, he didn't forget. He brought with him a branch of a vineyard. He wanted to make Kedem Wine Company when it comes out. Or Carmel. Mr. Noah, excuse me. You forgot, huh? You're Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to have in mind wine. Nazir is not allowed to walk next to a vineyard. The Navi tells us when Shimshon and his parents went someplace, they made a shortcut through a vineyard, but Shimshon said, I am not allowed to go. The Gemara said, Schor so amrel nezira. The Gemara says, the Nazir is not allowed to go to the next to vineyard. Soon he's going to pick up a grape. Soon he can have a lechaim. I says, this guy, Mr. Noach, says the Gemara, he brought inside the Teva, Hashem tells you, go inside the Teva, get the animals, he got food for the animals. It's for himself, Shiva's regal. I mean, caramel wine. Well, what's wrong with you? No, that was caramel wine. Was a branch of a vineyard. Why you brought a branch? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? I says, he comes one day to the lion. The lion said, it's time to go out of the Teva, huh, Noach? You think you're going to be a Kohen? Here is a bang on your head, bang on your foot, bleeding, comes out of the Teva, his people, he cannot walk, he cannot talk. He said, what happened to me? What did he do, Noach? You served the animals 365 days, 24 hours, Mr. Noach. Let me explain to you something. Kindness starts from fear. You have to be a chassid. A chassid means you don't drink wine. That's what the Gemara says. You read this parasha, the Torah talks about Nazir. So don't drink wine, don't have wine. When we finish about Nazir, says the Torah, "Medaber Hashem Moshe Lemo, Hashem calls Moshe, says Moshe, go tell Aaron, ko temol bnei Yisrael amol lahem, tell Am Israel, ko, like this, tell them what, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha." Says why? Says the Gemara, why Moshe put it? Hashem put it right next to Nazir. He says because the Kohen has to be like a Nazir. He cannot have wine. Says Shikor Patum Mitfila. If you drunk, you cannot stand in front of Hashem. You don't daven to Hashem. You don't say Shema Yisrael. You cannot give a blessing to a Jew if you drunk. You understand? Hashem speaks from inside you. How could you drink? How Noach you can do? It says, Mr. Malkitzedek Melech Shalem, the Torah says, the next parasha, Alech Lecha. It says, Avram came back from war. He meets the governor, the mayor of Yerushalayim, Malkitzedek Melech Shalem. He says to Avram, bless you and bless God. He says, the Gemara, what? First bless you and then bless Hashem. Where is your fear of Hashem? You cannot be a Kohen. Not a punishment. You don't have the instrument that you need, the qualities inside you to be a Kohen. A Kohen means fear of Hashem, respect of Hashem. You have fear of Hashem, then you become a Hasid. You become somebody, master of kindness. Then you become a Kohen. That's what Hashem told Moshe, go tell Am Israel before we got the Torah. I want you to be just Mamlechet Kohanim, says the Zohar. What do you think Hashem said? Hashem said that we should be Kohanim walking in over there, butchers. No. Hashem wants us to bless the world. This is the Kohen that has this fear of Hashem and is master of kindness. And he has so much mercy as a power to give you bracha. That's what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. After Agadat Yitzchak, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Ata yadati ki re'eh Elokim ata. You have fear of Hashem. Avraham Avinu was the first Kohen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata Kohen Leolam. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, you're the Kohen. You're master of kindness. You're master of kindness. You have a lot of mercy. And you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You took your son. It says, all your life you had fear of Hashem. It says, you're the real Kohen. This is called Bikrat Kohanim. And says, this is the power to give a bracha, that all of us can be Kohanim. When you give a bracha to your child, you give a bracha to people. This is the first condition you have to know that this person gives you a bracha is a fear of Hashem. Says the Gemara, Lavan gave a bracha. And his mother, to Rivka, Achotenu, Ati Yavir Levava. When Rivka is ready to leave, Lavan said, let me give you a blessing first. This holy man, Lavan. And it says, you can have a lot of children. Says the Gemara, Hashem just made Rivka cannot have children for 20 years. Just to show the world, don't get a blessing from this faker. This faker gave you a bracha. He says, Amen. He says, Hashem already closed. Now, when I went to this Chaim Chacham, this guy, he said, you know, I give you a bracha. I need $10,000 for my kollel. And, you know, he's hoping in the next life he's going to have a kollel. So maybe in last life he had a kollel. He says, kollel chatzot in midnight, you know. All these kind of stories. I said, give me a blessing. I said, that blessing is going to do the opposite. It closes the bracha. I said, you have no fear of Hashem. How can you give a blessing to Rivka? He says, our sister, you can have mucho children. thousands of children. Hashem said, who said this? Rivka said, Amen. You said, Amen, who? On Lavan, on this guy, the guy that has no fear of Hashem. In order to give a bracha, you have to have first fear of Hashem, and you have to be master of kindness. He said, everything is not mine, and yours is yours, and mine is yours. I don't need nothing. You have to feel it, you have to believe in it. He says, you're master of kindness, master of mercy. Then Hashem said, you know, you're a Kohen. What's a Kohen? He says, well, a Kohen is not to slaughter, Kohen is to give a bracha. Hashem expected all of us just to give brachot. So the Zohar, when we give bracha, we hear bracha, the whole world was blessed because of Avraham Avinu. I was the one that gave brachot. Now you, what do you mean you? I said, Hashem will speak from Avraham's throat when Avraham gave a bracha. Says the Gemara, used to be lines in front of Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu used to give bracha to everybody. And all the brachot of Avraham Avinu, they were fulfilled exactly the way Avraham said it. And this is because Avraham had fear of HaKadosh Baruch. Says, an angel said to Avraham, I know, you have fear. The fear will become a chassid. Chassid means master of kindness. Share his wealth with the world. Don't keep the wealth for yourself. And then you become a Kohen. And that's what Gemara says, Kohanim. That's a Kohen. That's the Kohen is the master of a Jew. This is the role model of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us to be. That's the Arba Yat Avtecha Chag HaShavuot, we got the Torah, here's Parashat Nasa, says the Gemara, and that's what it is. It says, first the Torah says about Nazir, don't have wine. Then you have Kadosh. The Torah says it's the Kodesh. Says the Shimon HaTzadik said, somebody come over here to Bet HaMikdash, he said, but he wasn't Nazir Hashem Shamayim, he said, you're holy. And Torah says, here's Birkat Kohanim. Then is Maaseh HaMishkan, says the Gemara, it's called Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Says, see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha before even we do something to him. Says, the Mishkan was done after Birkat Kohanim in the Torah. To tell you, Hashem is not going to Yivarech Hashem Mishmecha. Hashem is not going to bless you because you did the Mishkan to Hashem. It's called Gomel Chasadim Tovim in 18. Hashem gives you and grants you with kindness without expectation. This is a Jew. A Jew wants to do good things with no expectation. Not only that, it was a lotikom lotiton, you cannot have in your heart, oh, I did this, how come you didn't do this for me? You owe me a favor. Well, no such thing, you owe nobody, nothing. It's called Gomel Chasadim Tovim. This is master of kindness, master of mercy. This is how powerful the coin is. The coin stands, and the bracha that he gives, says the Gemara, penetrates walls, can be hundreds of miles in the front. People are in the fields working. They get a blessing from the coin. It's not the coin. It's Hashem speaks from the coin's throat. And says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted. It's called Aharon HaKohen. This is Gidushato Shel Aharon. It's Ivanu, Levat Abo Yisrael Be'ahava. It says, the coin has to love everybody. It says, Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara. If the coin has to do with one guy in the congregants, and says, okay, I give bracha, Yivarech Hashem Shmecha, exclude this guy. This guy is not my type. Says the Gemara, the whole blessing is worthless. The bracha doesn't go, you wasted your time. Says, he has to love everybody the same. Says, because Shato Shel Aharon, this was Aharon HaKohen. This was his invention. For this, he became a Kohen. And says, this is the master of universe. This is called the kindness and merciful. And the shy person that we should have it, and says, that the Gemara says, says, Darivin, Mashiach will come, all Am Yisrael going to be Kohanim. Not just the Kohanim. The good Goyim, that they kept the seven mitzvot, they're going to convert to become Israel. They cannot be Kohanim. Because the Kohen has to have inside him the merciful. It has to be inside him the kindness and the bashful, to be shy, to be humble, down to earth. This is what the Torah wants us after Shavuot to know. This is really the job. This is a person has to work on it. He has to work on himself if he wants to become a Kohen. Hashem will help us to become a Kohen. Amen. 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 Amen.